JB and Bill, this is the Rush Hour, and it's a very special Friday bonus podcast.
G'day, Howie here. In my time watching and commentating sport, there are three iconic Australian sporting moments that stand out. Two of the athletes behind these moments have already told their stories on the Howie Games podcast. Cathy Freeman on her Sydney gold medal, John Aloisi on that goal. The third moment is by an athlete who very rarely speaks, and they're my guest for the 100th episode of the Howie Games.
Hello, Howie. Don't say anything because I'll introduce you shortly. But the three iconic moments of Australian sport that stand out to you, as you said, Cathy Freeman, John Aloisi, and, of course, this one.
Well, he's had...
Ah, Jim. See what I did there, Jim?
Season, down and out.
See what I did there?
And he finished it off with a goal.
Billy.
Billy, you are king of Geelong.
Howie.
He's off the back, Billy.
Yeah. You remember that?
Billy. Are we on air?
Yes, we're on air, and you remember that?
I do remember it. You know what I wish people could hear on your show is your pre-interview briefing where I say, well, who's going to do what? Well, let's just see what happens. And then when we've had enough of your cock, we're just going to wrap you up.
That yes.
One of the perfect radio briefings.
Howie, you're getting a snapshot of what I have to deal with every day. These two clowns put their heads together, and that garbage is what normally follows. But it is an interesting. Now, I know this isn't necessarily attached to you because it was just part of, by way of introducing Adam Scott, who I absolutely love, by the way, and I'm going to get to in a sec because you did a great job with him. But those three moments, it's tough to restrict them to three. Herb Elliott winning the 1500 in Rome, 1960, an iconic Australian moment. Yeah. Pat Cash winning Wimbledon,
Mackay
1987.
Diva.
Yeah, Howie, it's a tough job to bring it back to three.
It is, and they were only ones that sort of related to me because I was lucky enough to watch Freeman. I snuck in with my Olympic volleyball ticket and jumped a fence to get in and watch Cathy Freeman win. I was having beers, watching Aloisi because I wasn't working. And, well, you know what it was like. Jim, we all got up in the middle of the night, and I know what's going to happen to the Australians at the Masters this year. And Leishman was in it, and Day was in it, and then Scotty took on Angel Cabrera. And you're thinking, well, a la Norman, it's going to go wrong. But it didn't, Jim. It didn't.
Well, and as a massive golf fan, it was one of my favourite ever days of watching golf because I've always loved Adam Scott. Not, by the way, well, before I tell you about this, let's have a listen to that moment.
How far out before it drops do you know this is in? I'm the champ.
No, it was just on the left side too much to like, it was not one you were walking in, you know, I was wheeling it in. I was like watching it going a little bit too far left, going, hold your line, hold your line, hold your line. And it did.
There it is, Adam Scott, a life changer.
Unbelievable, magical moment. He is now officially the Wizard of Oz.
Gold, Howie. And, of course, for people that know their golf and watch that day, that was the putt that won it for him. But the putt on 18 to take it into a playoff, I don't reckon I've ever elevated off the couch without actually feeling like I'd moved.
No, and Scotty, the last hour, he talks through the podcast, like, shot by shot, and he said at that stage he thought I'd won it, and then I couldn't believe it. I was watching the scorers, Hart and Cabrera, stuck it dead, and I knew I was going to a playoff. But he talks about the actual winning putt, which I find amazing, because Stevie Williams, who was obviously caddy for the Shark and for Tiger, and then was on Scotty's bag, Adam's like, yeah, it's one cup to the left, and Stevie's like, no, it's two cups, and Adam's like, it's one cup, and Stevie's like, Adam, trust me, it's two cups. So with the Masters on the line, he actually took his caddy's advice. Who's a confident man, Steve Williams, as you boys know, and the caddy was right. So he listened to the caddy, which is a big call.
Oh, nuts. And Cabrera very nearly chipped in on 18 to win it. It was one of the most pulsating hour and a half if you love golf. But as I said to you before, Howie, I love Adam Scott. He's been one of my favourites for a long time. But I don't love him anywhere near as much as my partner, Lisa. That's her leave pass.
Is it?
She openly says to me, if I get a chance, Howie, I'm taking it.
Oh.
Well, I spoke to him on Zoom, and so I'm sitting in my crappy little office in my small house in Barwon Heads, not shaved, with a hat on backwards, and then up pops Adam, and he's in this sort of Gold Coast retreat, and he's just got the nice 5 o'clock shadow and the chiseled jaw, and he is, Jim, a very, very good-looking man.
Oh, no doubt. I don't know if you're aware, by the way, if you love golf, and I know you do, Howie, he's been doing some ripper stuff on Instagram where he plays nine holes with his mates. Have you seen any of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it with old mate Wayne Persky. How good is it? Because
brilliant.
He takes you behind the scenes of what goes on. Talking about behind the scenes, obviously he wins the jacket. He talked about sitting at home on a Tuesday thinking, well, I'm going to put the jacket on and have a beer, which is, to me, absolutely fantastic. And then he talked about having mates around. This is Adam Scott on the Green Masters jacket.
The fun thing is you get to keep the jacket for a year after you win it. A few times I'd just leave it over the back of the sofa when we'd have friends coming over and stuff. And they'd walk in and, you know, sit on the sofa and I'm like, hang on, just get off that jacket. They couldn't believe it's the jacket.
Very good. Nice fake laugh there too, but very good story that.
Are you going to actually ask a question, Bill, or is it just all Jim?
Jim loves his master.
What do you do on that show?
Did you ask him about the long putter?
I asked him about the putter and he says now that he gets a lot of stick about his putting, but he feels he is one of the better putters in the world now. So we had a long discussion about putting, Bill.
I'm not sure about it. I don't like it.
Why not?
Because it looks like
it's legal. No, you can do whatever you want.
It looks like you're cheating a bit. That's what I would have said to him if I...
Oh, you would have said that, would you?
Howie, I'm going to... And this is season 7, and it's the 100th guest is Adam Scott, of course. And Howie Games, of course. You just log on and...
What do you do?
Put it on your phone there. It's easy, Jim. Now, I'm going to ask you... I'm going to throw some names at you that you have interviewed, okay?
Yes.
And I want one or two words to sum them up because you know them. Because it's a nice little chat. It's like you're
beautiful.
Listening in at
Fireside.
The bar. Yeah, on the at the bar, Jim. It's quite nice because he's very casual, Mark, and never dress as well as he said. And he'd have thongs on when it's -5. But
this right, from Giorgio Armani. And, off you go.
And Nat Fyfe.
Intelligent. A lot more life than just on the football field.
Well, Kevin Muscat.
Kevin Muscat tried to set up Zoom with him, dropped the F-bomb 5 times in the first 15 seconds. Technically hopeless, good bloke.
Sally Fitzgibbons.
Always frothing, Bill. Just loves it. Loves her cats. Always got a smile on her face. The most positive athlete I've ever dealt with.
Paddy Mills.
Should be Prime Minister of Australia one day, and I don't say that lightly. He's got an unbelievable ability to cross cultures.
Craig Bellyache.
Just a normal, down-to-earth bloke who would have a beer in the pub that is really good at coaching rugby league, says he's not that clever and just tells the boys to keep it simple.
All right, and Lauren Jackson.
Lauren Jackson, the best basketballer of the female persuasion the world has ever seen, except in her own mind where she didn't really rate herself.
I want to know, we're talking about this incredible series of podcasts, there's one that I'm amazed you were able to do, Howie, that's with Mick Fanning, because you had that big a stiffy. You blew the front of your pants out. You had to change pants about 4 times when you were talking to the champ.
Yeah, there's a few people that I've been like that with. I've been chasing Kelly Slater for 2.5 years, haven't been able to get him on, but the day he comes on, that's the day I'm shutting it down, Jim. When the king comes on, I'm done.
Oh, is he the one? Is he? Is there any others that you've been intimidated by?
Norman.
Yeah.
G. Norman, because he walks into the room, Bill, and he's just got those piercing blue eyes. And he's obviously very intelligent. And he actually, on the podcast, he started saying to me, because we were talking about planning for the future and business, he's like, now tell me about your portfolio. What have you got going on? Like, Greg, there's no portfolio. And he just shakes his head and you think, I'm not quite in Greg Norman's category. He's intimidating, Bill, definitely.
Have you ever met anyone that you're intimidated by, Jim?
I'm sure I have.
I'll give you one while you're thinking. Kerry Packer.
Yeah, I never met Kerry Packer, and I was pleased that I didn't.
I met him.
Because the only time we ever met him was when we were in real strife.
Well, I met him at a lunch, but you can't believe how big he was. Big-chested and barrel-chested and looked at you and you go, hi, Mr. Packer.
Well, I must admit, I met Greg Chappell, Howie, when I was a young man, because obviously my dad played a lot of cricket against the Chappell brothers and were great mates with theirs, but I hadn't met him. And he had the beard at this stage. He was captain of Australia in the early late 70s. And I reckon I was about 12 or 13 and obviously addicted to the game of cricket.
Mm.
And I happened to be flying with Dad somewhere. I can't remember where. And at the airport, the Aussie team rolled through. And he said, Greg, this is my son, James. And I actually couldn't get any words out. No, not even that. I couldn't even stutter. No words came out of my mouth, Howie.
It doesn't surprise me about that. I met him for the first time a year and a half ago through Fox, and I didn't know. He walks in the room like, so I actually started calling him Mr. Chappell, and he said, please call me Greg. But he is Mr. Chappell, I reckon, isn't he?
No, and a wonderful man. They say don't ever meet your heroes, but I then became and still am great mates. He's a wonderful man, Greg.
I did a sporty with him. We're in the back seat drinking frothies on the way back from an hour out of Adelaide. Mm-hmm. One of the great blokes.
Ripping bloke.
Tells a couple of good stories.
He does.
Did he like the rubber band story?
Oh, he loved that. I think he's still using it. He's using it.
Yeah, Bill put that one away for that one.
This is the Howie Games, of course, with Mark Howitt.
Podcast one.
Have you done Luke Darcy?
No. We sort of like to deal with the creme de la creme elite type territory. We've done Luke Longley, not Luke Darcy. Why?
Well, I just wonder if you would throw this in it.
Mitch Duncan has won this one out of the centre. The Irishman, Tui. Penetrating long kick inside forward 50. And McAvoy back there.
I think you're fine. You might be calling the replay.
Did a bloody good job of it.
I think you're right, too.
Howie, what I loved when I heard that is how beautifully Nath Brown, Chris Judd and yourself jumped in to help him.
Yeah, not at all.
Well, we all knew within 3 seconds what he was doing, and we all looked at each other as if to say, shut up. It needs to be mentioned that, and not say anything so he could hang himself. Mm. I did read that he said on the hot breakfast that it was because the feed was going out and we're having a call off screens. Mm. Now, that's a lie. Well, it is, because the feed had dropped in and out and we were calling off screens at various stages, off our telephones on the feeds. But when he was actually calling that, that was in a later part of the game, and the screen, the big monitor, was absolutely working perfectly. So I'm going to call him out. That's a lie.
Hey, and Howie, don't worry. Yeah. The man who sleeps with his head in a vice would no sooner help anyone else in that situation than fly, so he's sucked in.
Say that again.
Oh, no, he does. And that's not mine. That's from the chief.
That's right, the chief.
He either called him Mr. Squiggle or Pencil Neck or the man who sleeps with his head in a vice.
Hey, what's happening down at Bowen Edge today? How's the waves?
Pretty small today, but lightly offshore. But, Bill, I am preparing for some football as you speak. I've got Gold Coast Fremantle on Saturday night, and I don't say this with any pride, but there's a lot of footy players on those two sides I don't know, so I've sort of had a bit of work going on there. But the BHP's back open, Bill.
I see that.
You'd be happy with that. You'd be happy with that.
Yeah, so good little joint there, the BHP. Nice down there. And number 12, Matt Rowell. Just keep an eye on him. He goes all right.
Thanks for the heads up. Hey,
hang on.
Number 12.
It's number 18.
Yeah, it's a different number.
Bill, I've learnt that 12 is Day, so you can't be bringing that.
Sam Day is playing good footy too, by the way. You know,
mate, last week I looked down on the monitor at the wrong time, and Ben Brown kicked the first goal for the Kangaroos.
I heard this, and I called him Darren Thomas.
They
called him Darren Thomas.
Howie, come on. You're better than that.
I don't need your advice, Bill, so I call Matt Rowell Day. That's not what I need.
You're better than that, Howie. How do people get hold of the Howie Games Rabbits, please?
Just go to Podcast One or all your favourite podcasts, so iTunes as well. You can listen to the Adam Scott. And the best thing, Howie, is there's 99 more to listen to as well.
There is, and if you're having trouble finding it, just type in Australia's number one podcast and you'll pop up.
That'll get you there. Oh, Howie, right. Just coming in with one leg.
I'm going to do that right now, Jim. Let's see if that works. How do you spell Australia?
Brilliantly done, mate. Favorite. Love your work. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Appreciate it. Go well.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.